Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, tweet them, email, contact them on Facebook, connect with them on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Want to welcome all listeners to the show today. Voice of Truth Ministries is under the leadership of Prophet Javon Ryle, founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. I thank God for Prophet Javon. She is a true prophet of God, and she is spirit-filled prophet. Amen. Glory to God. Prophet Javon is my mentor and my spiritual coach. So if you need someone to be your mentor and spiritual coach, get connected to Prophet Yvonne. Amen. Glory to God. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you for this day, O God. We thank you for allowing us to see a day that we never seen before, O God. O Father God, let your word go forth today with power and authority through the airways, O God. O Father God, we thank you for the person that's going to be healed, delivered, and set free, O God. O Father God, let them be a hearer and a doer of your holy word, O God. O Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We give you honor and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. The scripture will be coming from Genesis, the 19th chapter, and I am going to begin reading at verse 24. And the word of God reads, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of the heavens. And he overthrew those cities and all the plains and all the inhabitants of the city. And that which grew up, that grew upon the ground. But his wife, talking about Lot, looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Amen, amen. The title of the message today is, Are You Looking Back? Are you looking back? The scripture says, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. I'm going to go ahead and give you an overview of what chapter 19 is talking about. But in your own devotional time, if you would, go back and read chapter 18 and read this chapter and the chapter after. Amen. This particular scripture or passage of scripture is telling us about when the angels of the Lord were sent to Sodom and Gomorrah to Lot so that Lot could be delivered out of the city, because the city was about to be destroyed because of all the sin that was in the city. And the Bible says that when the angels had got there and they were at Lot's house, the Bible says that the young and the old men camped all around the house trying to get to the two angels or the two men that were guests at Lot's house. And the Bible says that Lot, in other words, told the man, he said, look, I have daughters, and they're virgins. He said, you can take them and do whatever you want to do with them. But the men did not want the two daughters. They wanted the two men. And cutting the story kind of short, the Bible says that the angel had blinded them so they could not see the door. Oftentimes in our lives, we are looking back at the things of the world. We're holding on to the things of the world. We're holding on to those sins of the world. But we can't do that because, see, the Bible says that Lot's wife was turned into a pillar of salt. And this to us is a warning that if are looking back. If we go back, there is destruction there. Amen. Glory to God. Are you looking back? Well, the world says that it's okay to do many things in the world. They say that it's okay to have a same-sex relationship. They say it's okay for you to commit fornication. They say that it's okay for you to live together in sin. See, they say that, as the old people would say, you know, you're shacking. That's what the old folks would say if you don't know what living together is. But the new word is cohabitating. You're living together. That's in sin. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. The world even thinks it's okay for you to commit adultery, to have somebody else's husband and have somebody else's wife. In the world, you're doing the things of the world. Amen. You're committing adultery. You're committing a sin. You're going with somebody else's husband or wife, and the world says it's okay because ain't nobody seeing you, but God sees you. Glory, hallelujah. Are you looking back? The scripture says in Sodom and Gomorrah, the city was full of sin. The man was the man. In other words, and when we began to look back into the world of sin and how things used to be. You know, we used to have Jody, and Jody used to pay our bills. Now, you know, Jody was the one to keep her lights on. You know, Jody was the one that, you know, laid a little money on the desk or in the bedroom. Glory, hallelujah. See, a lot of people don't want to hear about sin, and they don't want to hear about repentance. But in order for you to get saved, you got to know that you're living in sin. Amen. But see, when we're looking back in the world and we're trying to turn back on that road of destruction, see, the Bible says there's a wide road that's full with many people. You know, when we're going to the club every night, been there, done that. Because on Wednesday night, the women, back in my day, Wednesday night was ladies' night. Amen. And the women would be in the club on Wednesday night, all night long. Amen. See, when we're in the world and we done turn back, we don't want to let go of our sugar daddies. Because, you know, he has all the money. He can say, he can say that. Amen. But when we're in the world, we're trying to hold on and we turn back, we think it's okay. And it seems okay. The devil wants you to think that it's okay for you to tear up somebody else's home, land with somebody else's husband or wife. In the world of sin, when you look back at what things used to be, when you was tipping out, you know, the old people say, you know, a lot of times when people are tipping out, they think nobody gonna see them. But somebody see you because God sees you. You cannot turn back in the world and say that you're living for Jesus. You cannot do that. Are you looking back? Amen. Glory to God. Just like Lot's wife. We don't know why she really looked back, but she looked back when God had sent the angels to deliver them out of a sinful place. Because sin was wicked in Sodom and Gomorrah. It was much sin going on in that place. And God had sent the angels to deliver them, and she looked back. Maybe she was just holding on to the world. Maybe she really didn't want to go, because the Bible said that when he told his son-in-law that he needed to get up out of the city because it was going to be destroyed, they didn't believe him. In other words, they kind of mocked him. They thought nothing was going to happen. Amen. But when God delivers you out of something, you can't go back to it. You can't go back. You can't turn back. You don't need to look back because there's destruction. Warning comes before destruction. You cannot go back. Amen. Glory to God. Are you looking back? The world is in the church. It's so much going on in the church and religious organizations. Women in the church with your breasts out. Your back all out. like you're going to the club. You're going to the house of the Lord. You need to show respect. Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. Men and deacons, preachers, God with the members of the church, making babies in the church. You know you're supposed to live the life that you preach. How can you lead them if you're living in the world yourself? Glory, hallelujah, to Jesus. You have got to come out of the world. You done backslid. Backsliders in the church. Doing everything that you're big enough and bad enough to do. That's not of God. You cannot look back. See, the devil wants you to look back. He wants you to go back. Because he knows when he got down the road for you. He knows that you're going to be destroyed. That's why many times when people decide to turn around and go back on the broad road, many of them don't make it out. Whether it was in a bad relationship and God allows you to get out the relationship and you went back, many people lose their lives because they turned back and they looked back. If that person was not good to you when you were there in the beginning, they're not going to be good to you when you get them the second time. When God brings you out and bring you off of drugs, you can't go back to that. Destruction is there. Alcohol and drinking yourself to death. When God has brought you away from that, don't go looking back. Leave that bottle alone. Leave it alone. You cannot look back. You cannot go back because of this. There's danger there. There's destruction there. When you began to look back, remember Lot's wife. No, you won't turn into a pillar of salt, but you may just lose your life. Your soul will be lost if you continue to look back in the world of sin. You got to come out of the world of sin. People will take you back into the world of sin. You know, girl, you need to give him another chance. Man, you know that woman was fine. Why you love her? You know that was a good man. But see, they don't know what was going on in your house. See, God delivered you from that. You can't go back. Because it's destruction there. There's danger there. When God sent those angels, he sent them so that Lot and his family would be delivered, so they would not be destroyed in the brimstone and the fire. And when God brings you out of something, you cannot go back. I don't care what nobody tell you. You better hear me today. You cannot go back. Do not allow people to put you back where God has brought you out of. Because God knows that you will get destroyed there. The devil is going to destroy you there if you continue to go back and look back in those places that you ain't got no business being. Amen. Glory to God. Are you looking back, seeing this city? It was a city of sin. Sin, just full of sin. There was no love of God there. People were doing just what they want to do. Everything was out in the open. They were just doing their own thing, as Johnny Taylor would say. Ain't nobody had no love for God, no respect, no obedience to the word. They're trampling upon the word of God. And the city was destroyed. Amen. Glory to God. We are running out of time. But just remember Lot's wife when the devil is trying to get you to go back into the world of sin. See, Jesus came that you might have life. He don't want you to die in your sin. That's why he shed it in blood. The Bible says he don't want none to be lost. But it's up to you. You got to stop looking back. You got to stop on the go back. Leave all that old stuff alone. Leave those things of the world alone. That's going to destroy you. Leave it alone. You have to come out of the world of sin. Jesus died. He shed his blood that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You got to get out of the world of sin. You need to escape for your life. If God has delivered you, you need to escape for your life. You need not to look behind, and you don't need to stay there, and you don't need to go back. Boy, we are running out of time. Amen. Glory to God. You need need to turn your life around. Don't go that way. Come out in the name of Jesus, because there is destruction there if you go back. God said there's destruction. Don't you go back. You need to go now. You turn your life around so you won't end up like this city. You won't end up like Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife when you are looking back and trying to go back into the world of sin. Amen. If you do not know Jesus, because I don't like closing out the show without given the invitation. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you subscribe to me. Lord, I am a sinner. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life, find yourself a Bible-believing church, get you a Bible and began to read it and develop your relationship with God, leave me a message on Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life today, change your life today. Get out of all of those things that are trying to keep you in the world, to get you destroyed. Yes, the world says civil unions are okay. You got to leave that stuff alone. Domestic partnerships, you got to leave it alone. You got to leave them open relationships alone. You got to stop living on the down low. Stop living an alternative lifestyle, and you got to live for Jesus. Turn your life around and come out of the world of sin. Amen. Don't look back and don't go back in the name of Jesus. You have a blessed week. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.